This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work integrates research and field experience to prepare professionals to address today's most pressing problems in social justice, health, poverty, families, and global development. Applications are open for the early deadline of December 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
WBEZ is sharing stories from Chicago area teachers, parents, and students about their time during the coronavirus school shutdown as part of a series called Schools Out. As graduation season gets underway, we are turning to local valedictorians and standout graduates. Today, WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magiga brings us the story of a student who says she was in disbelief when she learned she was a valedictorian.
I'd like to thank everyone for being here to celebrate and recognize the success and achievements of every graduate of my class.
Eileen Limon is reading a draft of her graduation speech. She's this year's valedictorian at Our Lady of Tepeyac, an all-girls Catholic high school in Little Village on the southwest side.
I know our graduation isn't what we all expected it to be when we thought of the day we would leave high school and explore unfamiliar sites.
Eileen doesn't know if she'll be able to give her speech in front of her classmates and family. She has been working on it since her principal and school counselor gave her the news that she was the top student.
I was in a little disbelief for a little bit, and I was so happy. You know, after, like, you know, all those late nights where I would have to, like, do my work, make sure it was right, and just making everything the best as I could, it just felt really great.
Getting to where she's now hasn't been easy. Eileen has autism and has had difficulties understanding what others are trying to say. She was diagnosed when she was 3.5 years old. Back then, she had the vocabulary of an 8-month-old. Her mother, an immigrant from Mexico who speaks mostly in Spanish, sought help right away. Eileen learned sign language at first and received speech therapy through elementary and middle school. Fourth and fifth grade were some of the hardest years for her.
It was sometimes hard to, like, understand my classmates and communicate with them. And some were nice, but others weren't very nice. And even though they didn't know what I had, they could tell that I was a little different from other kids. So it was kind of hard to, like, make friends.
She remembers being rejected in the playground when she was little, bullied, and singled out. She also remembers noticing when people had lower expectations for her.
Sometimes people would make remarks or tell me that I wasn't going to succeed and I wasn't going places and I wouldn't be able to do as many things as kids who are not autistic would.
She wanted to prove them wrong and prove to herself and others with autism
they can do anything that they put their minds to.
Eileen joined a Mexican folkloric dance group when she was in middle school. It helped her deal with the stress of communicating with others.
Because, you know, we weren't having to use our voices at that time. We just had to, like, use our feet and dance.
At Our Lady of Tepeyac, work has been challenging at times, but school administrators say Eileen is a strong self-advocate who reaches out to teachers and counselors when she needs help. She also has developed strong friendships. For the fall, she has been accepted to Lawrence University in Wisconsin. She's happy, but she laments one thing.
You know, being valedictorian and not being able to, like, well, you know, give my speech on the day of graduating.
At least not the conventional way. A recorded version of her speech will go on the school's website. The school is also planning a drive-through ceremony later this month. Eileen understands safety comes first. Meanwhile, she keeps working on her speech in case she gets to read it sometime this summer.
To my peers and friends who taught me the importance to have fun with others, to my principal, teachers, and faculty always teaching me to reach out for opportunities, and especially to my mother, who sacrificed and was always by my side throughout my life in helping me to grow and become the person she knew I could be.
Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEZ News.